In 2004, there were more than 86,000 hunting license holders in Vermont, but that number has been steadily declining for years. State wildlife officials say the pandemic has changed that, and demand for hunting licenses of all sorts are up significantly, a trend other states are noting as well. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, the pandemic is also changing the way Vermonters are hunting.
Now is when you'll see orange-vested deer hunters out in the woods. Or maybe you'll just notice their empty pickup trucks alongside the road. Vermont's regular rifle season began Saturday, November 14th, and runs through November 29th. Lewis Porter, commissioner of the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department, says this year even more hunters will be out and about, as sales of licenses have jumped 20%.
Unfortunately, a lot of people are out of work or working less hours, and that gives them more time. And we know that hunting and angling are things that people love and are important to them, but they're also time-consuming activities. And so with additional time, people are engaging those activities more.
Porter says many Vermonters need the food and natural escape hunting can provide. And it's not just Vermont. Nevada has seen sales of hunting licenses jump. And Mark Laddie, a spokesperson for Maine's Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, says they've seen increases in all types of hunting.
The number of women hunters coming in are much higher than last year. After having a very stagnant or slowly declining hunting numbers overall, all of a sudden, you know, we're seeing close to a 9% increase.
He says they've seen a 30% uptick in the number of people taking hunter safety courses, which he says bodes well for next year.
People understand that, you know, being outside is a great way to stay healthy and stay fit and restore your physical and mental health. And we're seeing people really taking that message to heart.
Time in the forest is definitely something Chittenden resident Roger Hill loves about hunting, which he says he learned from his father. Hill says the camaraderie forged each November at deer camp is also something he looks forward to.
Deer camp is not just about the hunting experience. It's about gathering with family and friends when possible, and telling stories, reliving memories, sharing laughs, sharing sorrows, and hopefully some hunting success along the way, but that's just the icing on the cake if that happens.
But this year, deer camp will be different for Hill and many other hunters impacted by travel restrictions and quarantine requirements.
We want to be very careful because Vermont has done a great job of keeping the virus pretty much at bay. And so where it really plays an impact is you're not able to have some of the more distant relatives or friends and other members of your hunting community stop by and share a drink or share a laugh or admire a buck that might be hanging from a game pole.
Hill says he's just hunting with immediate family this year. That's what the Vermont Department of Health is encouraging. At a recent press conference, Health Commissioner Mark Levine said hunters that go to deer camp with people beyond their immediate family worry him. And he said the recent spike in cases in Washington and Orange counties are why.
We have well-documented dinner parties, baby showers, people in the high single numbers at a deer camp. The story goes on and on. Opportunities for people to gather together from different households in very modest size circumstances.
Fish and Wildlife Commissioner Lewis Porter says he's heard from many hunters who are taking steps to minimize exposure by alternating weeks at a deer camp or staying in tents instead of sharing a cabin. He says hunters are avoiding carpooling, and many are staying closer to home or hunting in more remote areas to avoid crowded parking lots.
A major change for the department also is that we are allowing online check-in of deer for the first time that I know of.
Typically, hunters need to check in deer they kill at a state-sanctioned reporting station. Those are still open, but Porter says they've seen a lot less traffic because of the online option, part of the state's efforts to keep hunting safe during the pandemic. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.